I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with John Ewing, who is President of Math for America. And Math for America will have a booth at the joint mathematics meetings, and we'll talk about the organization and its presence at the meetings. John, why is Math for America necessary?
Well, there's lots of evidence that mathematics teaching in grades K through 12 is in trouble. International test scores show the U.S. does worse than most other countries, especially in the, at the high school level. The numbers of students going into math and science in college is pretty low. So there are lots of things that make us realize that we have a problem. There are also lots of things that we could do to fix the problem, but Math for America focuses on just one of those things, and that's putting mathematics teachers in secondary schools who are really good, people that are creative and inspirational, teachers who know the subject that they're supposed to teach. I know that sounds revolutionary. Teachers who love it and who will communicate that love to their students. That's the aim of Math for America.
When you're considering candidates, do you have a good way of measuring their aptitude or how good they are in math?
Yeah, that's a tough one because there are lots of ways you can judge people's mathematical ability. I think, first, all prospective fellows have to take two standard tests. They're tests given by the Educational Testing Service called practice exams. Many states use them to certify teachers. They test basic mathematical knowledge, roughly equivalent to undergraduate level things. One, however, is proofs and models, which sounds a little scary, but it's, again, it's sort of standard undergraduate mathematics. But that's part of the screening process. But the truth is, the main way we measure people's mathematical ability is by interviewing candidates. They each go through a 45 to 60 minute interview, which asks them lots of questions about all sorts of things, but including mathematics. You know, how would you explain this or that to students? What's your favorite number? Well, which is more important, E or pi? Things like that that sort of give us a chance to measure how much people's attitudes about mathematics as well as how much they know. And that's really important. It's not just measuring their ability, but also finding out how they feel about mathematics, their attitudes, and how those attitudes are going to come across to their students.
Students often remark that they can tell a teacher's impression of a subject because they see them so much. That attitude is important. You focus definitely on teachers. Is it easy to retain excellent math teachers in the school system?
No, that's the amazing thing. Up until now, everybody's sort of concentrated on trying to recruit really good teachers into teaching. But the fact is that we lose almost half of the teachers before the end of 5 years of teaching. And there's pretty good evidence that we lose some of the better teachers in that time. So retaining teachers is really important. I should say, by the way, that study after study shows that of all the variables in schools, teachers are the most important. In a sense that you don't need a lot of studies to show that. If you ask almost any mathematician or scientist, invariably, you'll find that some math or science teacher in middle school or high school inspired them, changed their lives, and led them into a career. And in fact, when I've told stories about my own inspirational teachers to audiences, invariably, somebody will come up to me afterwards to tell me stories about their own inspiring teachers, not just mathematicians and scientists, the business people and lawyers and politicians. They all tell the same story. And our aim at Math for America is to try to recruit these kinds of inspiring teachers into classrooms, but then to keep them there, to keep them from burning out in the first few years, which is what happens to most teachers.
At the joint math meetings, what is your goal for the Math for America presence or booth? What type of thing will you be doing?
We would like to get every mathematician at the joint math meeting to become a high school teacher. No, we wouldn't. So we're sponsoring some things at the joint meeting. We're co-sponsoring the EMLAB, and we're sponsoring those little key cards for hotels so that people will see the Math for America logo every time they open their door. And we'll have an exhibit. The exhibit will have both some staff people from Math for America, but also some fellows from both the New York program and from our California programs. And the honest truth is, we, of course, in part, we're reaching out to young people who might be interested in teaching. But the main thing is to try to let all the mathematicians who are there know about the program, so that if some student comes up to them and says, "Hey, I'm a math major, but I'm thinking about teaching, and I hadn't thought about it before," that they'll know about Math for America and be able to kind of give them a little nudge in our direction. Mm-hmm. So we just want people to find out about us.
What cities are you in now? I know New York and San Diego.
Yeah, so we're New York and San Diego, in Los Angeles, a program in Washington, D.C. as well, and new programs starting in Boston, one in Utah, Salt Lake City, and some potential programs in other places. The one that almost surely will start up soon is a new program in Berkeley as well.
So the scope has increased a lot in just a couple of years.
It has. And we're not just spreading around to other cities. We're also doing new kinds of things. The major program is the sort of basic program which tries to recruit people in and then train them and then keep them in the schools for at least 4 years. But we also are starting up new programs that just support beginning teachers. We're not training them. We just take people that are already in the classroom to try to keep them, again, keep them from burning out, which happens to so many really great K-12 mathematics teachers.
It's a tough job.
Yeah, it is a tough job. Teaching is really hard, and our goal is to try to make it more attractive.
John, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, I think that's everything. I hope we meet lots of people and actually gather even some more stories about people's inspiring mathematics teachers from high school.
That's John Ewing, who's president of Math for America, and he's talking about the organization and what it will be doing at the joint mathematics meetings. I'm Mike Breen, public awareness officer for the American Mathematical Society. John, thanks very much.
Thanks, Mike.